Amen. If you got your Bible, I'm going to be in 2 Kings chapter 5. And the Bible reads, "Now Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master, and honorable because him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man of valor, but he was a leper. And when the Syrians had gone out by companies and had brought away captive out of the land of Israel a little maid, and she waited on Naaman's wife. And she said unto her mistress, 'Would God, my Lord, were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy.' And one went in and told his Lord, saying, 'Thus and thus say the maid that is out of the land of Israel.'" Now I'm going to stop there. And I just got to thinking in that passage, you know, here's a man that is a captain. You know, he's held in a very high regard to the king of Syria, a very wealthy man, and it says a man of valor. He was a great warrior. And I got to thinking here, you know, he was a leper. He had a disease. It talks about the Syrians had gone out in companies and brought away a captive. And I see here it talks about this little maid. And that's the little maid is what sticks out to me in these four verses here, and how this little maid is used for Naaman here. As you know, later on down in the passage, this is Naaman and how he gets healed by the prophet, how he's told to go down and dip seven times. And there's a lot of different ways you can take this passage, and preachers have taken it and gone different things. And you know, it's a great passage. It's a healing passage. The man, he goes and he said, "Why can't I go to these rivers and this river?" Right. And he's not allowed. The prophet tells him, basically, you're either going to go God's way or not at all. You're going to go this way or you're not going to get healed. But what I want to bring out is this little maid and how the Lord uses this little maid.
Right.
And I want to just take a minute. You know, she's a captive. You know, they captured her, so no doubt she is enslaved by the Syrians to serve them. And what I want to bring out a little bit is the fact that even in a captive state, this little maid kept her faith. She kept her faith in such a way that the Syrians saw something. I can only imagine, you know, Naaman's wife sitting there, probably maybe in tears or something other, saying, "I don't know what's going to happen to my husband. He's going to die. He's got the leprosy. There's no cure." And here's this little maid says, "I know a man who's got a cure. I can take you to the man. I can tell you about a man who's got a cure." And if I can for just a minute, and I want to ask you tonight, is are you telling people about the man you know that's got a cure? Are you telling them about the one who can save their soul?
Right.
Can I tell you tonight, hell is real, friend. Can I tell you tonight, I guarantee you there's at least one person in here that everybody knows, maybe not in this church, but outside this church, that is going to die and go to hell.
Right.
And I want to ask you tonight, brother, the preacher touched on it this morning a little bit, you know, about having a burden about your loved ones.
Yeah.
You know, and there's going to be people that you can reach that I can't reach. You know, people that I don't know. And you'll be able to touch them. And you say, "Well, there's just no way in the world and in the circumstances that I know them." Can I tell you tonight, this little maid was a captive.
Right.
This little maid had no rights but to serve the Syrians.
Amen.
She had no right but to give everything she had to the Syrians. But can I tell you tonight, something else about this maid, you know, stands out to me. That they saw something in this maid that was different.
Amen.
They saw something that caught their eye, right, that made them believe that what she said was true. You know, I want to tell you, they saw, you know, it says the little maid. You know, here's this woman. She probably whether she was petite in her physical being or she was petite in her spirit, just willing to serve and just willing to do what she was supposed to do as a servant. She was they addressed her as little maid. But I'm going to tell you right now, this little maid served a big God.
Right.
This little maid, they saw something inside this maid that was a lot bigger than her maybe outward appearance or her outward spirit. They saw something inside this maid that was quite larger than life, baby, can I say? You know, and I want to ask you tonight, are you living with that person inside of you then, and showing that the person that lives inside of you, Jesus Christ,
right,
is larger than life? Are you showing that? Are you letting your light so shine in your work? When you go to work, when you go out to the restaurant, you know, it's just the little things. You know, when I see somebody in the restaurant pray, I like to go up to them when I get done praying, if they're still there, and shake their hand and say, I appreciate that. You don't see that much anymore. And encourage them to keep doing that. That's a little speckle of light in this world that someone might see and say, why are they praying over their food? And maybe it's just a little kid. I'm going to tell you this, and then maybe that little kid says, Mom, Dad, why don't we pray over our food like that? And I'm going to tell you what, that will send a whirlwind and mess that family up, maybe in a sense to put them in a church. Maybe that mom and dad will say, you know, son, you know, daughter, you know, you're right. We don't pray like that. And you know, it's been a long time since we took the family to church, you know, and maybe the Lord will use something small like that, maybe something little like that, like this little maid. You know, it was just words that this maid said. She said, I know a man. And if you go to the prophet that is in Samaria, he will recover him from his leprosy. She had no doubt in her mind that if they would get to this man, that they would get to this prophet, this man of God, that he could heal him with the power of God of his leprosy.
Amen.
He could touch him. He could do what he had to be done. And he could show him the man that he could show him Jesus Christ, the man who had the power to do it. This prophet did not have the power to do it. If you get what I'm saying, Christ had to grant the prophet the wisdom of what to say to this man. Because let me tell you tonight, it's all about Christ. It's all about the Son of God. He done it all. He went to Calvary and died for our sins. Jesus sent his Son. Can I tell you tonight, it's about him. It's all about him. And if we can get to that point and just let God be God, you know, we like to stand up and say, no, I think I can handle this one, God. No, I think I might be able to, I'll be okay here. I don't need you right now. I'll let you know when I need you. No. I will tell you right now, I want God morning, noon, and night. All I want is him. It don't matter anything else.
Right.
I want to let my light so shine as this little maid did. I want to be a witness as this little maid did. I don't care where it's at. I don't care if it's in the work field. I don't care if it's in the restaurant. I don't care if it's because I maybe was breaking the law and a cop pulled me over. I'm in a captive situation. It don't matter what kind of situation you're in. You can let your light so shine like this little maid.
Yeah.
You might think, I can't do nothing right now. But I'm going to tell you what, you can. This maid couldn't do nothing but testify of a man in Samaria. And she did. Let me tell you, she testified of a man that could point the Naaman to the Lord, that could heal him, that would show him a marvelous work, then that he would know that the God of the Israelites was one and only true God.
Yeah.
And I will tell you tonight, if we can get that in our minds to be like this little maid, we can get somewhere. It'll help us. Just to let our light so shine. Just to...
Hey, buddy. Right. Yes, sir.
It says in verse 5, and the king of Syria said, go, and I will send a letter unto the king of Israel. And he departed and took him within 10 talents of silver, 6,000 pieces of gold, and 10 changes of raiment. Now this is the king of Syria in verse 5 they're talking about. This is a king of a nation that has been persuaded in his mind that he is going to do everything in his power, the amount of money that's really that's being put out here, the amount of garments, raiment that he's talking about, he is persuaded by this one little maid about who this prophet is, about how the power that this prophet has through Jesus Christ. And I want to say tonight, you know, we might think that, oh, we can't do nothing for that co-worker. I'm going to tell you right now, you can do more for that co-worker than you think. If a king of a nation can be as persuaded by a little maid, what more could you do for that co-worker? What more could you do for that family member? What more could you do for that person that you just know, maybe not inside of work, but outside of work, that I might not be able to get a hold of because I don't know him. I will never have the opportunities that the people in here will have. I will never have the chance to know some of the people that you all know in this outside of this church congregation. But you have the opportunity to do a lot more than what you really think. You might think that this is just a simple, but I'm going to tell you right now, just a single word saying, I know a man,
right,
can change somebody's life forever.
Yeah. Amen, brother.